From Yoga Ayurveda Living, I am Kelly Marie Mills, and this is The Dosha Life, a podcast for wellness seekers, curators of happiness, and lovers of healthy living. Yoga and Ayurveda are sister traditional sciences seeking health in body, mind, and soul. Welcome to my happy place. This is series 2, Digesting Our Life. You are on Digesting Our Life with Agony. The short truth of it, there is no digestion without agony, like nada. Agony, it's digestion. It's the whole thing wrapped up in one word. And then there are different types of agony too. Agony for our cells or dhatus. Agony for our mind, our emotions. The main agony is our liver, our digestive capacity, that's the big one. And for today, we're focusing on the whole view of agony, the power of digestion, through the doshas. Since yoga and Ayurveda promote self-study, the advantages to understanding your own body balance is that you make good decisions for you, by you. The hard part is realizing you can't blame anyone if you decide that 3 packets of peanuts, some yogurt, and a ham sandwich on white bread was not the best picnic choice. The best way to judge your own agony is to be open to a new way of seeing how your body works. Befriend your body. Admitting our diet was creating problems is a good big first step. I certainly had to review things once Christmas 2020 was left in the dust of memory and tighter under things. So point 1, know your appetite. Recognize the benefits of what you want to eat. Ayurveda definitely promotes moderation in all things, so it is a yes to allowing yourself the timely privileges to eat things that have less benefit, but a big pause. To understand and know your appetite first will help you make better decisions, especially in the early days. If we are always craving sugar or stimulating foods, then you know that it's a great time to review what's going on. Point 2. Understand and work towards rebalancing your digestive power. Know exactly what you are putting into your body, how much you're putting in. The golden rule still is very valid, especially when it comes to Ayurveda's basic health care about your digestion. And the golden rules are what, why, when, where, and how. They're all different points with significant value that I will cover in another episode because there's so many. Point 3, check your elimination. Yes, yes, yes. Not the most desired statement to hear on any podcast. And you have no idea how many times I've asked questions relating to this and the eyes pop wide. An awkward laugh and a giggle, and then a reply back, what? Accepting the power that we wield in our health is the biggest understanding of our life. There should be nothing too embarrassing about knowing how your body digests food, but it is how you approach it. And yes, if you're in the habit of toilet humor, it makes it a little bit easier in some manner. And often it's smell that seems to bring up toilet humor a lot. And strong smell is a sign of high pitta. I'm just saying. It can be a good practice to check and see what has just departed from our body, what form it takes, how it looks, smells, when it occurred. All of these help to identify balance or not, and doshas. On a very basic note, and it's good to check with young people because sometimes they do not even realize, or even any age actually, we all need to eliminate at least once a day, every single day. Ideally, like a brown ripe banana, means good digestive power. But this too has other variables attached to it, just like everything in life. If you find your elimination is not like this on a general basis, it means you may consider further help. An Ayurvedic consult helps, and I often include yoga poses if the client is interested or has the desire. And definitely, if your digestion is not at the minimum regular every day, Diving in a bit deeper to wellness is a great way to avoid and navigate through the body under stress. And stress itself is often a major contributor to irregularity. Power of digestion, agony, exactly what it means, how well or how useless our digestion is. Our good, balanced digestion is one of many protection systems to fight against incoming pathogens. Pathogens are considered like viruses, colds, airborne things, contagions, you know, things that we come in contact with, but also things that we take in through our senses. Even a negative thought process can create cycles of stress, and this will not help us to digest things. Ayurveda believes eating habits relate to our long-term immune function too, the ojas. But also, our eating habits relate to our mental and emotional health, our whole body wellness. It's natural. When we feel low, our digestion finds it hard to get excited, because our inspiration is unresponsive or depleted. Prana becomes deficient, the life source itself. Worse comes to worse, if there's no digestive power, there is only one thing left, and that's ama. Ama is translated as toxins, and it's what we don't want. Ama is like the Darth Vader of Ayurveda, or actually you can consider it like the Death Star. It seems a bit dramatic actually, but ama really means undigested food particles, nasty stuff, and it sounds just as bad as it could be. What we learn is that ama is formed when we have an imbalance. If we have a hangry period of time before a certain meal, our pitta imbalance shows up, and the fire burns too hot early and prevents the digestion, the agni, from performing correctly, and ama can be formed at this stage. Ama is formed at any stage of digestion, the kapha stage in the stomach, pitta stage in the small intestine, or vata stage in the colon. We're not going to try and complicate things now. Mainly understanding your digestive power will deepen your awareness of exactly how you digest your life. The information and discovery of digestive power will point you in the direction of how to heal it and begin to sit into and commune in the rhythm of your life. An interesting note, agni imbalances can show the prakriti of the person, which is another clue, but this needs to be verified by other things. So an after effect of eating can feel like the vata disturbance will show agni as variable, unreliable. There's highs and lows and complete stops. A pitta disturbance of agni shows that it would be mostly high, burny feelings and acid reactions. A kapha disturbance shows an agni that is low, or that kind of translates as really slow, heavy, you feel dense, afterwards sleepy. And if you're already scraping your tongue or checking your tongue in the mirror in the mornings, actually any time of day, but mornings is better. The mornings are better because what has not been digested properly will show up more visibly on our tongue in the mornings. So if you're checking your tongue in the mirror and you notice that it has scalloped edges or a coating, or maybe it's shaky or has lots of excess fluid on it or some other funny anomaly, these can point to a good start for better direction in healing. Let me know by email or Instagram direct message. Best effect happens at the beginning, making amends to the first stop of nourishment, our mouth and tongue, the very beginning of our digestive system, the beginning of our alimentary canal. The intestinal tract is highlighted and revered through Ayurvedic medicine, mainly because many problems we find here are the easiest place for us to heal and rebalance on a regular basis. Once imbalance changes and becomes much more chronic, it does go into deeper pathways, and that means it doesn't go out sideways, it goes internally. And it is defined as a disease process rather than an imbalance. When it does go deeper, it's slower and harder to clear out, longer time healing. It's a slow process and, yeah, it's complicated. So the tongue gets lots of abuse initially. The one-stop place for six taste buds are teeth, gums, throat, glands, And if the tongue itself has a coating, this coating means toxins have set up camp in our digestive tract and are finding the nearest exit, either the front door or the back door. If we have congestive problems, this isn't helping our sense of taste or enjoyment of food, so the congestion must be tended to as well. And congestion can be worked with through ujjayi breath or snoring breath. If you know that, then trying that through the day. Any breathing practice will help our immunity, so I'm just going to say it again. I've said it before. It's just to make sure that you're really doing full body breaths any time of day that you can. And there is a tutorial on it in the Facebook group, The Dosha Life with Kelly. So go ahead and join it and have a look. You can always leave at any stage. Going back to our tongue, if we swallow sooner and chew less, this weakens our digestive power or the agni. And a catalogue of imbalances can occur. So slowing down eating, mindful eating, eating with no television on, no computer, no books, just eating for the blessing to be able to sit and eat. And the amount we drink and what we drink during meals is really important. So there's lots of stuff that we can do to help ourselves that we often forget about. But these in Ayurveda are really vital points, although they seem so insignificant. We start by seeing our digestion comes from our appetite. So make sure that you are eating when you're hungry. And then from that initial burst of the internal cooker being turned on, you feel and hear a grumbling. You have this need to eat. And then remember to keep track of the time so you get to know how, when, why, where, and what is all about your digestive power. The more you learn, the more you can actually live in full rhythm with your body, with nature's direction for you. One of the things about appetite is, and it occurs more in the morning, is if you have no appetite, it could be a good time to speak to someone about your wellness or to find out, is it a kapha problem, a kapha imbalance, if there's lots of white coating on your tongue? Then maybe just to confirm this. But often lack of hunger signifies that there's ama present in the digestive tract, and delaying breakfast until 10 or 11 could be a good idea. But I prefer everyone to speak to someone about their nutrition, so an Ayurvedic therapist or a nutritionist themselves. Next, chewing. I am always saying everyone should be chewing their food. If you're barely chewing your food, your digestive power will go downhill very, very fast. Pitta types, they tend to be the ones that eat the fastest because their fire is so awakened in the lunchtime hour and the morning hours. They probably are not as hungry in the evenings because they've had their burst of energy first thing in the morning and then a midday. And most of us, if we can, alter our main meal towards the middle of the day, we have a better chance of digesting all of the nutrients, all of the food, and less ama will be arriving if we are able to digest all our food. What I love reminding people about is that when our agni is balanced, one that's stable, it actually removes ama over time. We don't need to do too much to remove ama ourselves if our digestive power is working well. But if we have an imbalance already set in, there's many things we can do. So I'm going to go through some of those. Find your appetite. Seek a consultant if you're not sure how to do that. But these things will help. Chew your food. Exercise a minimum of 20 to 30 minutes a day. Hydrate unless you're a kapha type. Make sure you are thirsty. Oil your body minimum once a week, and this will protect your nervous system and allow your skin to remain supple, which will help your pranic absorption. Out of those 4 points, the most crucial one is find your appetite, the appetite for your life. If you have a cold, your appetite is reduced because the body is filled up with phlegm and you have an army of immune system function out battening down the hatches. This is making you feel tired and weak as a big sign to slow down all your normal energy. Sit back and let the immune system take over. leading the fight for developing immunity. And postures that help to rebalance us. Moving into yoga postures, because yoga is so important. It's one of the physical practices that folds the body, twists the body, create lateral bends. A lot of these we don't do every day unless we're doing a specific physical practice. So postures to rebalance digestion are pelvic floor basic practices like Kegel exercises or Mulabandha. The cat, cow, and table are for lower back and lower belly stress relief, but also muscle building. Forward folds help to balance the Samanavayu. Belly down on the earth increases the flow and correct energy of our breath, of the digestion. And the snake pose, even the smallest snake pose, is all about Vyanavayu, so the spreading of energy from central to outer. And not forgetting twists. Twists also release the Agni. Pain in the hips and pelvis can be difficult and often sets us up for destabilizing effects in the digestive system, which also correlates with the first and second chakra. And the first and second chakras have affirmations like my right to belong here, my own dwelling place. You know, consider the first and second chakra are the most foundational elements in our life. Yoga practices for Agni are not only just the physical practice of movement, but better breathing is what helps us, because often stress is what imbalances us first and depletes our appetite for life. So we're going to end with breathing better, but it's just to cover the Vayus so that you understand how breath can help. So first of all, as you find your breath, however it is, just allow the exhale to move down into your bones, through your legs, and down through your feet. No matter how you're sitting. And you can do this standing too. This is Apanavayu. And you can attach a gray or smoky colored energy to this if you want. It's like you're eliminating the toxins of mind and body and letting them go back into the earth to be recycled. As you breathe in, then you bring the energy of earth, of inspiration into you, and you bring this breath all the way up to the crown of your head. And this is a real warming energy. It lifts up and you feel longer and brighter. And then the exhale again, we use Apanavayu, connect into the pelvis and the hips, down through the bones of the legs and out through the feet. Exhale a smoky color representing any toxins you may have been holding in. And then breathing in this beautiful brightening energy, the moment of inspiration, inhale and lift the breath up to the crown of the head. And last time, you end with the breath moving all the way down through Apanavayu. And then inhale prana and leave it rise and energize, especially through the belly area as you lift and lengthen through the body. The third vayu is Udana. And Udana begins in the throat, the neck, the head area. And this is all about us being able to express our vision, express our heart, express our knowledge, emotions, and thoughts. This energy circulates. It is like speaking from your heart, and the energy of heart through yoga and Ayurveda is green. So this circular movement of energy, however you see it, flows really smoothly and gently. It's not like a tornado. And just three breaths here in your own time, just really focusing on the energy circulating and freeing up our clarity. And then we bring the breath from the extremities inwards. And the exhale draws the energy into the center of the body. You can use like a warm golden light coming internally. Inhale, and the energy opens out sideways from the middle body. Exhale, draw the energy in towards the central body, firing up your digestion. Inhale, the energy just goes out left and right. Exhale, drawing it all in a central vibrating circle. That's Samana Vayu. And then Vyana Vayu is having assimilated and transformed the food. Then we go into being able to spread it and share it. So it's that inhale into the center of the body, the belly moves away, exhale and spread the energy. Inhale and fill this warm golden light, this little ball of sunshine in the solar plexus. Exhale and spread it out and feel like you are starlight. Inhale and bring the energy into the digestive system, the whole system, your whole belly. Exhale, spreading it out. Whichever Vayu works for you today, whichever breath of prana, Vata owns all of these Vayus, these sub-doshas, and these can help us identify imbalance, but we're doing that another day. But just notice which one you feel needs the most work. If there's anything that rings a bell for you, or you got a red flag waving in your mind, contact me at kelly@thedoshalife.com. And do feel free to share this episode, and you can share it direct through WhatsApp. Thanks so much, and I look forward to chatting to you in the next episode. If you like what you hear, click subscribe, follow, or download episodes. Ratings and reviews, and most of all, sharing, really help a lot. If you want more information, join us on Instagram at The Dosha Life, or come and join me for tutorials on the Dosha Life with Kelly Facebook group. Don't forget, here each Tuesday, it's the subject series of 6 episodes. Plus, there's Dosha Balancing Monday meditations and Friday relaxations. And most of all, may we all go gently.